Yep.
We've got a welfare reform report tomorrow. Labor's position on that's very clear. The best form of welfare reform is to give people jobs to go to. The welfare benefits have gone up 50,000 under a national government, not because New Zealanders have suddenly become more lazy, but because the jobs have disappeared. We've gone from 18,000 on the unemployment benefit to 68,000, and that's a disgrace, but it's a disgrace because the government hasn't had an action plan to find those jobs, and now they're blaming the people who find themselves unemployed.
Do you think there needs to be more work testing of beneficiaries, or do you think it's at a sufficient level at the moment?
I think you've got to stop any abuse of the benefit, but the real way to get people off benefits is to give them jobs to go to.
What about work testing? Would you like to see tougher work testing, or do you not think that's required?
I think you've got to have a system in place to show that people aren't ripping the system off, but most people are on benefits because they need to be, and they're on benefits because the jobs aren't there.
So no, it doesn't need more work testing?
Well, no, I'm saying there needs to be an adequate level of insurance that people aren't there by choice. Most people aren't. The fact is, and I'll let you turn that phone off, Duncan. The fact of the matter is most people that have gone on to a benefit have gone on because there aren't there, the jobs aren't there. That's where the government should be focusing.
But are you satisfied with the current level of work testing?
I think this is just a political red herring by the government to say the fact that you've got a big increase in unemployment beneficiaries is because they don't want to work. The truth is the jobs aren't there.
Can I just ask that one more time? Do you think there's enough work testing and obligations on both sides in the system at the moment? Yes or no? Really?
No, look, the real question is are there the jobs to go to? And that's what you should be focusing on. You're falling into the trap of taking the government's spin, which is that this is about work testing. It actually is about insufficiency of jobs.
I realise the jobs angle. I've said what I wanted to in answer to that question, Duncan. The system is, currently allows for enough work testing going on? Do you think there's too much?
You have to have insurance in place to make sure people aren't ripping the system off. But the real question is insufficiency of jobs. You know, when 150 jobs attract 2,700 job applicants, you know it's not because people are too lazy to work. They're there, they're lining up, they're wanting to work, but they can't find it because the jobs aren't there.
Isn't that a sign of the times, though? I mean, we may be coming out of a recession now, but in these times, surely, you're going to get more people on the benefits.
Well, it is a sign of the times. It's a sign that we'll be one of the few economies in the world, if the Prime Minister is right, that goes back into recession. And after, in the third year of its governance, that's National's fault.
What do you make of John Key's comment in Parliament last week that some beneficiaries are ending up at food banks because of lifestyle choices of not being able to budget?
Well, I say that Mr. Key should tell Chris Bassett that the reason that she can't make ends meet is because of lifestyle choice, when all of us know it's because her husband lost their job, their income halved, but their mortgage payments didn't.
Do you think it's a sign that the Prime Minister is out of touch?
I think the Prime Minister is out of touch. When he gives himself $1,000 a week extra in tax cuts and then says to the person on the minimum wage, on half of the tax cuts that he gets, that they can't make ends meet because it's lifestyle choice, he's absolutely wrong. Rents are going up. People are finding it all of their costs are going up, but their incomes aren't. People are falling behind, they're worse off.
One of the areas is likely to be DPD and getting solo parents back into work. Where do you draw the line about what is reasonable for encouraging solo parents back to work and what is not?
Well, I'd want to be really sure that you're not forcing mothers back into work who should be there when their children get home from school, should be there to meet the basic responsibilities to their children, which is their primary responsibility in life.
So nothing under 5 years old?
I think that you focus, first of all, on getting people into work who are able, willing and ready to work without those childcare responsibilities. And that's where the pressure should go on, not trying to force people back into work, as the welfare group recommended last time, as soon as their children turn one. That's silly. The childcare costs alone would negate any income that a mum could get by going out to work in most instances.
So do you see scope for change around DPB, and if so, what scope would you favour?
The change I favour is getting the jobs so that people can go back into them, and then getting the quality childcare so that people can make the choice to go back into work, confident in the knowledge that their children are being well cared for.
You're saying they shouldn't have to go back into them?
Look, people who have the ability to work and who don't have those childcare responsibilities have the responsibility to work. I'm quite clear on that. But if you're talking about forcing mums back into work when their children turn one, when the cost of childcare is horrendous and going up day by day, that's not the right approach.
We've got a poll out tonight which shows the overwhelming majority of New Zealanders believe JobKeeper made the right decision in ruling out Winston Peters. Can you tell me why you trust Winston Peters?
I've said I trust the decision of the people. They'll elect who they will elect to Parliament, and we'll form a government based on that result afterwards.
What do you think the poll shows, though, that an overwhelming majority think that the Prime Minister's made the right decision? What do you think that says?
I think if you ask that same poll question, do you think that National should get into coalition with the ACT Party and the Māori Party, people would probably say the same thing.
But I mean, what do you think it shows, though, that it's more than two-thirds of people say that Key made the right decision? Does that leave you a little bit stranded?
No, it doesn't leave us stranded at all. The fact is that people would actually prefer that they didn't have minor parties that were making decisions that were disproportionate to the vote they got. But we have got an MMP system, and that MMP system turns out a result and requires a government to establish a coalition. We will form a coalition with the parties who are elected, depending on the values they put forward and their agreement to meet the bottom lines that the Labor Party has, and that will be what's good for New Zealand.
Can I ask why you trust Winston Peters?
It's not a case of trusting or distrusting. I have to deal with who the people return to Parliament, and I will do that. Look, I've given you an answer to that question, and you're seeking to put words in my mouth, Duncan, and I'm not going to address it in that way. Both parties in opposition, both parties after the election, will have to find coalition partners. And we will find the coalition partners that allow us to have stable and strong government. And the bottom line will be around a program that we believe is good for New Zealanders.
Are you disappointed in the poll last night that saw Labor stay exactly where it was?
Well, those polls showed Labor stable. They showed John Key falling by 8% in the TV1 poll, which I think Guyon said was he fell a shade.
Our poll tonight says that two-thirds of people, 60% of people, don't believe the tax-free zone is a good idea. Disappointment for you, obviously.
No, I believe it is a good idea. I believe that you've got to give a fair go to all New Zealanders, and tax cuts that provide the same cut to all New Zealanders is the way that we'll go. And if you saw the news over the weekend that a very wealthy property developer had effectively paid no tax for 16 years, despite his wealth and despite his income, it's easy to see where the funding to pay for that tax-free zone will come from.
But 60% of people don't think it's a good idea.
I think 60% of people haven't been given access to the facts about it. The truth is, this is fair. It gives the same to all New Zealanders, but it'll make a big difference to those New Zealanders struggling to make ends meet.
So what are people missing?